Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning, Utah. It's Friday. It's Friday. Friday, July the 30th, 2021, in the time of Bo Blimpdoc. In about an hour, I have to brief my Drangus Lord Commander. If I want to get my Shimbley notes to buy protein cubes and slurry sauce, if I want to be able to afford to have barbecued cat for breakfast next week, I'll have to brief my Drangus Lord on the status of my project. He'll ask me what the soothsayer said. He'll ask me what the soothsayer said. He'll ask me what the seer said. He'll ask me what the old woman in the woods said. He'll ask me what the witch of the mountaintop said. And I'll say, Drangus Lord Commander, we have been searching for 800 years for the source of eternal Bo Blimpdoc. We have been searching. We've been searching for Bo Blimpdoc. We've been searching for its source. Yes, in about an hour, I will brief my Drangus Lord. I will tell him that the source of the sauce is clear. I will tell him that the mountaintops are flat. I will tell him that the rivers have been drained and the lakes are empty, and now all the children can see the bones. Yes, now the bones are uncovered. Go on down to Lake Mead, garbage man. Go find the dead bodies. They're now there for everyone to see. Uncovered at Lake Mead. Go to Lake Mead and find where Gangster Joey spent his last day. In the dried mud of Lake Mead, near some old tennis shoes and condoms, you'll see the bony stub of a lower part of a leg sticking out of a concrete block. Yeah, that's what I'll tell my Drangus Lord Commander. It's Friday. Do you have a meeting today? Do you have a Drangus Lord Commander? Do you have a person you owe a status report to? Are they going to ask you when the website's going to be up? Will you tell them when you can pay me in gold and whiskey and cocaine and hookers. When you can pay me in cocaine and hookers, buddy. When you can pay me in the flesh of the streets. That's when I'll tell you, Drangus Lord Commander, when that website'll be up. When you can pay me in a castle technology that allows me to transport hookers back in time. Have you ever wanted to transport your hookers back in time? Have you ever wanted to be a time-traveling pimp? A space-time-skipping dude? At your meeting today on this Friday, July the 30th, 2021, Bo Blimp Doc, if in fact this is now, it could be some other time. It could be Saturday or Sunday night if you're listening on shortwave radio. Could be WRMI out of Miami, Okeechobee, 5950 kilohertz for all the freaks from 11 till midnight, Saturday and Sunday, Eastern Standard Time. Isn't that right, Drangus Lord Commander? What if there is no Drangus Lord Commander? What if in fact these are all robots sent from the devil to drive us insane? What if your boss is really a demon named Skippy McGee? What if your demon lord asked you to come by late tonight? What if they touch you in uncomfortable ways? You can travel with me, brothers and sisters. Maybe I'll have to brief my Drangus Lord Commander that life is a pointless soup. Maybe I'll have to tell my overlord that the plants have thoughts. Maybe I'll have to say I built my rocket ship out of tapioca pudding and old rusty doorknobs and whatever else I could find at the dump. And my Drangus Lord will mock me and say I'm a fool. My Drangus Lord will tell me, Slobic Dumbus, what are you doing in the Thrumbic pit? Do you have your head up your bumpus again? It's Bo Blimp Doc. It's Bo Blimp Doc. All hookers are half off. but it's Friday. And other than a Friday afternoon meeting, the only thing worse is a Friday morning meeting. And the only thing worse than that is a Monday morning meeting. And the only thing worse than that is seeing Sister Una go into the office when you're 10 years old. Pull down your pants, little Danny. You're a sinner. Meet the cheese paddle. Friday. Did you hear the rumor? The CDC recommends getting vaccinated before you leave the vaccination clinic and after you received your vaccination. The CDC recommends that if you want to go get vaccinated, you're going to have to get vaccinated first. In fact, the CDC recommends that all your blood and all your blood plasma should be replaced with Moderna's brand new Blood 8000. Blood 8000 is 100% vaccination. Blood 8000 is 100% cure. We take your real blood. We take your plasma. We replace it with Blood 8000. We take your life force that the good Lord gave you. We replace it with Blood 8000. Yes, the CDC recommends that you don't have your own blood. Moderna has created Blood 8000, but Pfizer has Blood 9000. Pfizer's brand new Blood 9000 contains little nanites that make more Blood 9000 and more vaccine. And they make more nanites that make the Blood 9000 vaccine. Pfizer recommends that you replace your entire bodily fluids with Blood 9000. Blood 9000. What will you tell your Drangus, Lord Commander? When you have your Friday meeting and they say, "What's your status?" Will you stare deeply into the eyes of that gumbo freak with their tie-dye rainbow t-shirt, with their ironic Che Guevara iconography? Will you stare into the eyes of that purple-haired freak and say, "Listen, commie, the status is really simple. You suck." If some futuristic freak stares at you and they look deeply into your eyes and they ask you what your status is, what are you going to say? If they stare into your eyes, Drangus, Lord Commander, my status is exemplary. I have moved all forces to Sector 3.2. There, the lesbian navy of Queen Bastista, she's prepared her ultimate weapon, a weapon of love. Can you see the Queen in her golden starship? She's heading our direction. Can you see the Queen's battleship? It's just outside of view, right? It's made of gold. Yes, I've moved forces, but wait, there's more. Construction on the submarine. Construction of the submarine is progressing as needed. All of the guerrilla army are loaded on board. And yes, let me get to point C. Yes, Drangus Lord, here's point C of my status report, or point 3. Do I care? The subterranean drill is finished. We should be able to steal the Mole King's hidden treasure. The underground drill. The drill is finished. Soon, the gold hoard of the Mole King and all the mole people will be ours, Drangus Lord, but wait, there's more. In my spare time, I've come up with something. In my extra time, and you're not paying for it, Drangus Lord, I'm doing this while I'm drunk. In my spare time, I have developed a whole new kind of super technology. In my spare time, I have been working on what's called a super fantastic hyper laser. The super fantastic hyper laser will allow you to destroy people, not in the future, not in the past, not in the present, you son of a, you know who you are. Yes, the super fantastic hyper laser won't destroy you in the now. Can't destroy you tomorrow. Won't touch you yesterday. It's designed for hypotheticals. So anytime someone says, what if, you say, oh, have you seen my hyper laser? You are now destroyed. So go ahead, Cindy Magoo. Ask your question in front of the boss. I'll just take my hyper laser. I'll point it at you, Cindy Magoo. And I will hypothetically, counterfactually, in an absurdist way, within the realm of the multiverse, in other dimensions, I will destroy you, Cindy Magoo. Why are you sharpshooting me? I never said I would call. I never said I would text. I left you alone, trembling on that bed, covered in your woman's sweat. I used my hyper laser. I shook your world. Yes, in a matter of minutes, maybe 30 minutes, I will have to brief my Drangus Lord Commander. I will have to say, Lord, Sir, Master, I'm not a slave. I am beholding to no man. I'm beholden to no woman. There are no witches or wenches that hold sway over my heart. There is no control. You want a status report, Commander? Everything is out of control. So take that control chart. Take that control chart. Take that control chart. Take that and everything Demi never said. Crumple it up. Shove it into your butt. Take that, you know, fishbone diagram. Take that Pareto distribution. Take your Kanban. Take your quality. Take your Toyota method, you Demine Duran freak. Because there ain't no more quality, and there ain't nothing excellent. And what you get at the food store is everything but food. How do you like your status, Drangus Lord Commander? Are you happy about the food at the food store? You remember that crumbly thing last night after you spilled out your canned food into your cooking pot, and then you placed it in your wooden eating bowl? And then you stuck a spoonful of that warm, milky glumbus into your mouth. And there was something crunchy, and it cut your tongue. That was broken glass. You know, the Food and Drug Administration, they allow percentages of everything. They allow percentages of broken glass. They allow percentages of rat turds. That gives you the protein, buddy. Listen, the FDA, they allow all kinds of things. You like that diesel fuel taste in your tea? Get used to it, buddy. That'll be the best tea you ever had. 'Cause it'll be the last tea you ever had. Get used to the tastiness of it. What are you going to do? If you have a Friday meeting, if you are the SOB that scheduled a Friday afternoon meeting, curses upon the man that schedules curses upon the man, woman, or freak that schedules a late Friday afternoon meeting. If your hair is purple and you schedule the meeting at 4:30 p.m., we will find you. We will find you in the streets. We will make our barbecue from the flesh and bones, from Mr. and Mrs. and whatever, I'm going to schedule a Friday afternoon meeting at 4:30 p.m. If someone schedules a Friday afternoon meeting at 4:30 p.m. and you have to wear masks, today's a good day for putting something funny on your mask. Today's a good day for filling up a large gallon jug with like beer or mead or whiskey or electric iced tea. Today's a good day to go into that meeting with a gallon of whiskey and to drink it through a straw through your mask. And every time the Drangus Lord looks at you and asks a question, you say, "What? What? You have the COVID?" And then you stick out your arm and you point out your bony finger. And you say, "Did you just said you had the COVID?" Which? Someone get the Grand Inquisitor. Someone just said they had the magical monkey herpes. It's a witch. It's a witch. Someone contact the priestess. Someone contact the priestess. Yeah. The priestess Dorianus. The priestess Dorianus will come to your meeting and will cast her eyes upon the Drangus Lord. She will stare at the Drangus Lord because the Drangus Lord inadvertently admitted to having COVID. She will stare deeply and then rub the fecal matter of skunk upon his face. Or her face. Who knows the gender of your Drangus Lord? Yeah, if you ever schedule a meeting at 4:30 p.m. on a Friday afternoon, there are people I know that have a right to come to your home. They will cover their faces in ash. They will carry, little chunks of 2x4 with nails driven through it, bats and chain and pillowcases filled with doorknobs. They will knock on your door politely. And they'll say, "Are you the scrumpto freak that decided we should have a Friday afternoon meeting?" And the scrumpto freak could be a guy, could be a girl, could be an it, you don't know. Looks at you and says, "Well, I couldn't find another time where I could get that room with the projector." And you get angry. And you stare at that person, and you look into their eyes, and you say to yourself, "How hard would it be to take this person out on my ski boat on a little trip?" How hard would it be to take them out on a little trip? Take them out on the lake, if you can find one. You can't go to Lake Mead. You can't go to Lake Gimbels or Lake Cluxon. You can't go to Lake Oliveira. They've shut that place down. You can't go to the ocean. You can't go to the ocean because it's filled with lamprey and mutant sharks and octopus that have gone crazy, and they're coming for your flesh and your bones and your soul and your resources and your hope and your freedom and everything. They're coming to take you away, but it ain't some Calgon take me away. No. The creatures of the deep will come and take you away if you go to the ocean. So you're not going to be dumping that body in the ocean. But you can go to a volcano. You find yourself a volcano. You sure you wanted to schedule that meeting at 4:30? What will you say to your Drangus Lord Commander if you're behind schedule? Will you tell your commander that you're willing to take less pay? I've done that before. Will you tell your commander that you're a scumbag and you suffer from depression and sometimes you get so sad and angry you want to drive your fist through a wall? I don't usually say that. Will you tell your Drangus Lord Commander that you're no longer in control? Something else is there. And at that moment, your boss, your Drangus Lord Commander, your purple-haired freak wearing their rainbow t-shirt with all kinds of contradictory Marxist messaging, that gumbo freak looks at you and says, "What do you mean, Dan? What do I mean? I mean that you were tossed into the world like an abandoned child. Your parents said they loved you, but they really didn't. Your parents would go out drinking on Friday night, and they would leave you with old Rusty Tim and his pals, and they would give you whiskey. Do you want to know more, Mr. or Mrs. or J. Bossman? Do you want to know the secrets of the inner part of the self that is completely distorted by things that leave you with nothing but fungal growths in your ears? Do you want to travel with me to the corner lot where all those people got killed and were buried but nobody cares? Do you want to go down the street to old Uncle Cluck's? Do you want to go get some specialized chicken? It's not really chicken, buddy. It's something else. It's something else. That's what I would say. You were tossed into the world, boss man. You were tossed into the woods. You were left in a tiny little boat made out of reeds. You were left in a river. Maybe some pharaoh, maybe some wife, maybe some slave master will find your little reed boat, and then they'll raise you out in Kirkland. You'll feel so good about yourself. You'll feel so good. Everyone will tell you're special. Everyone will say you do no wrong. Everyone will give you an A because, heck, they'd be afraid not to. Because you would just cry louder and scream louder, Mr. Boss Man, that's what I would say. What would you say at that Friday afternoon meeting? What if it's bonding? Yeah, what if it's team bonding? What if it's bonding? What if it's a bonding event, a team morale event? What if you go bowling? What if that's your Friday afternoon? Isn't that a trick? Dan, don't you want to go bowling? We're all going to hang out off of Broadway, you know, at the bowling alley, not far from where the Slimbic nuts, they preach their Marxist nonsense, not far from, you know, Seattle Central Community College. We're going to go to the bowling alley. We're going to hang out there. We're going to bond. We're going to join forces. Dan, don't you want to be one of us? And the simple answer is no. You are terrible. You are the worst. One day, soon, one day soon you'll see. One day soon you'll be covered in covered in dirt. There will be two coins, one on each eye. Will there be anybody left alive to care? Will anybody be left alive to care? Anybody be left alive to care? Is that what you're going to say to your boss today at that Friday afternoon meeting? No one will weep. No one will grieve your passage, boss man. One day you'll die alone in your apartment, right next to your purple hair dye, right next to your rainbow flag, making your points. One day, boss man, but then it is time for your Drangus Lord Commander to speak, and at that moment, all the purple hair dye goes away because all the hair falls out. At that moment, the skin falls off the face, the flesh falls off the skull, you're left with nothing but a glowing green skull. Everyone's kind of freaked out except for you. You saw this coming. Yes, you can't be fooled. You can't be freaked. Not after 2020. When the face shield of your boss falls off and like Yul Brynner in the original Westworld, you see the truth. You see that green skull staring at you. And the green skull speaks. Oh, little children, what fears you have. I will tell you stories. I will tell you tales. Hey, little children, let me tell you a story about you. And so the Drangus Lord Commander, with face gone and hair gone, just a glowing green skull now with all the flesh removed, points those bony fingers around the table and says, "You judge me?" You judge me, you Blimbic slaves. This is the age of Bo Blimpdoc. You came to this meeting. I didn't make you come. I don't care if you come. Precisely what I told my ex-wife. I don't care if you come. These meetings are meant to be lonely meetings where it's just me, the Drangus Lord, and whatever freak decided to set the meeting, or whatever freak decides to arrive. You all decided to attend. This is bad. If only one of you have attended this meeting, if only the person that scheduled it was here, then the ceremony could proceed. So, we will not be taking the sacrifice out to the lake that's drying up. We won't be going to the sea that's filled with poison. We won't be traveling to the countryside, the air that you cannot breathe, faces that stare down at their glowing rectangles, or they simply stare down in their dread and their shame and their disgust. We won't be doing that, said the Green Skull. Your Drangus Lord does not believe in Friday meetings unless there is to be a sacrifice. Unless someone is to be told to go home, Dan, go home. Go home to your family and your children and your dogs and your crops. Go home to your fiefdom and your armies and your castle. Go home to those lakes filled with blood. Go home to all those coyotes you used to wrestle. Just go home. You're fired, Dan. In about 10 minutes, I have to talk to my Drangus Lord Commander. I have to say to he or she or it that the project is fine. Everything's okay. Everything's fine. Everything's great. Yes, in about 10 minutes, I got to tell my Drangus Lord Commander that there's something wrong with my spleen. It's probably filled with ants. And so I'll be a little late on deployment. I have to go see my doctor. He has a magical tube. He sticks it in my belly. He sucks out the ants. He says it's sanitary. He has a magical hook. He hooks me in the throat. He pulls at my throat and says, "Do you want to live? Do you want to live? Do you want to live, buddy? Do you want to live? If you want to live, then scream out now, that you are alive and say to the world that you are alive, that you don't have to be a prisoner, that you don't have to do what every stupid Drangus Lord Commander tells you to do. In fact, I'll go a step further. I will reveal the secret wisdom, is what the Green Skull says. If they tell you to wear one mask, it means they want you to wear two. If they tell you to wear two masks, it means they want you to wear three. If they say you need one shot, you definitely need another. If they say it'll happen in 100 years, if they say in a century we'll all be destroyed, then it's either happening right now or it's never going to happen. If a Drangus Lord Commander tells you we can no longer afford to be free, then you should take that Drangus Lord Commander and tie a couple rocks around their legs. Don't go to a lake or a river or an ocean. You can't go there anymore. Go to a volcano. Find an active volcano and toss that Drangus Lord Commander in. Hell, you don't even need to have rocks or anchors. Just toss them into the lava pit. That's the answer, says the Green Skull. And at that moment, at approximately 4:55 p.m., your Drangus Lord Commander gets all shimmery. Their Green Skull gets all weird. And then all of a sudden, they fade away. And now the meeting's over. And your pal, your good buddy from work, Chris, he looks at you and says, "Wow, that was a really great meeting, wasn't it, Dan?" And you look at Chris and you say, "Yeah, Chris, that was great." And then Melanie looks at Chris and says, "Hey, Chris, are you going to Jubriel's or Frombo's? Hey, are you going to that new protein place off of Glumptic? We're going to go there and we're going to get alcohol water and protein slurry. We're going to listen to approved music. We're going to pray to the fallen gods. Calgon, take me away. Would you like to go, Chris?" said Melanie. "No, Melanie. I thought you were a lesbian anyways." "I am a lesbian, la 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 la. What did you think I was doing?" "Well, here's a theory, Melanie. You are fractionally managing low self-esteem and body issues by pretending to be something you're not. But when the opportunity arises, you pretend your hair is not purple, that you're not wearing some weird, ironic Marxist t-shirt, and you play pretend. Melanie, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of playing pretend. I'm not involuntarily celibate. You need to listen, Melanie. This is critical. Even if you look like Scarlett Johansson, and, you know, spoiler alert, you don't. But even if you did, Melanie, I still wouldn't want to go out with you. Because you're a craphead. And you are one of a generation of crapheads. In fact, there's more crapheads on planet Earth right now than anything else. And so, Melanie, you can take your progressive politics and your communism. You can take your cultural deconstruction and your weird sideways views. You can take your low self-esteem down the street. You can go find yourself a freak like you And if someone says, Dan, why can't you train them? Or Chris, right? Because you're not a dog, Melanie. Despite what you believe about yourself, you're not an animal, you're not a dog, you're not a robot, you're not a slave. In fact, the very day you stop acting like a slave is the very day that someone like me might be interested in going out with someone like you. But until that day comes, and I don't think it ever will, you have fun getting your alcohol water and your protein slurry and your artisanal little bread flakes. You have fun pretending that the wood pulp ain't there. You have fun pretending you're not getting cancer from the food, the water, and the air. You have fun, Melanie, living in your fantasy world. But you are doomed, 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 Melanie. We know because you're the one that scheduled the meeting. Melanie, you're the one. Yes, Melanie, you're doomed. I'm doomed. The meeting is now adjourned.